In Monet, we trust. In Chip, Ruben, Ron, and Sam, not so much. Before a mayoral forum I attended last week, the organizers decided to have a little fun with a mock poll. The question was, which Philadelphia team do you expect will be the next to win a championship? Eagles? Flyers? Phillies? Sixers? Nah. Losers all in this election. Garnering the most votes were Monet Davis's Taney Dragons, darlings of the last Little League World Series. And a child shall lead them, because the adults are not exactly doing a bang-up job. The Sixers and Flyers just concluded dreary seasons, missing the playoffs. At least Sam Hinkie's Sixers can say they were trying to fail to snare high draft picks. Ron Hextall is just the latest in a line of iconic Flyers to stumble as general manager. I feel confident in predicting Ruben Amaro's boys in the red pinstripes will not make the baseball playoffs. That'll leave Chip Kelly's Eagles as our only chance to avoid the first total postseason shutout year since 1994. Wasn't it just yesterday that Charlie Manuel was waving to cheering throngs from a truck bed on Broad Street on the way to Chase Utley dropping the most famous F-bomb in the city's history? On one level, yeah, it seems silly to suggest a sports team's performance should reflect or affect the status of a city of 1.5 million souls. Even if Ryan Howard can't hit anymore, that doesn't make the doctors at Fox Chase any less amazing, the Barns any less glimmering, or Fishtown any less of a hipster haven. But this is Philadelphia. Our spirits do rise and fall in tandem with how the boys in Midnight Green or in Orange and Black perform. The Phil's World Series win was part of the wave of good feeling that accompanied the opening of Michael Nutter's mayoral tenure, and their current sad sack ways tend to reinforce the gloomy vibe now emanating from City Hall. My vote on that poll might surprise. I think we're a long way from paradise, 3-4 years at least. But I suspect those tanking Sixers are the ones who will next take us there. Turning around a basketball team takes less time than a baseball rebuild. And the Sixers have stockpiled the needed chips. All the Phils have stockpiled is sore joints and killer contracts. The Flyers' futility is deeply ingrained, and I'm bearish on Chip Kelly's alleged genius. So here's a question. How many more years until Monet is eligible for that baseball draft? I'm Chris Cetullo.